Thank you for coming to my podcast. I just wanted to tell people you could quit asking me what I think about these certain incidents. For one, it's too traumatizing to me, first of all, after what I've been through. Two, they all did something wrong. Like I said before, we're not supposed to talk to the police without a lawyer. He should not have shot the policeman in the face with the taser. And you're not supposed to shoot him in the back. It's a taser. It's considered a deadly weapon. That's a technical, you know, splitting hairs. When I saw it, I fell apart once again. That's all it is to me, the whole, all of it. Hopeless and traumatizing. People are scared of police nowadays for a lot of different reasons. And we're gonna have to be careful of rushing to judgments. I do not know how they came up with all those charges out of those officers, but that's about the roundabout fashion when you add intent, malice, you know, racism or whatever. It just shows that they weren't very caring. Now, struggling with the guy, and you see how big he was, the police didn't want to struggle with people. They should have pulled some savvy on him, like be savvy. When you see you might be in medical distress, passed out in your car, it could be medications or allergens, let's get somebody over here to look at you. We wouldn't want anything to happen to you. We know Black Lives Matter. I think he would have been a little bit more secure with the officers expressing their concern about his health. I think also calling his mama, he got the car out here, ma, you know, he gotta lose the car. His family would have been pretty upset and put his ass on house arrest for sure when they found out about him out there with the car like that. Because right now, we can lose our transportation and stuff. But I'm just saying that because people were asking me what I thought. Everybody did something wrong in that incident, and that's what I'm afraid of in my situation. I talked about it already. Just wanted to say, yeah, I can see what is going on and all the things that are causing anxiety within the people. I'm gonna have to try to do something and appease that as quickly as possible, and hopefully Donald Trump doesn't whip up more inflammatory type statements. For me, it's hopeless at this point. I don't have the things I need to defend myself from that type of activity and actions. That's why a lot of people are looking at this kind of unusual. Even in my case, people are looking at me like I haven't done something. The phone is off. Call me if you can. Doesn't go out, doesn't come in. All those you think I should have contacted for my safety, I have. So we have to let the strainer do its thing and hopefully somebody will react quickly enough to put some hope back into this hopeless before I find some somewhere else. Thank you so much. I'll be back soon. Call me when you can. Bye-bye.